Nolte, DC's Blue Beetle projected to be next affirmative action flop. By John Nolte on July 22, 2023. Blue Beetle, the latest woke superhero movie from DC / Warner Brothers, is projected to open in the dismal range of $12 to $17 million. At best, this projection sees Blue Beetle earning a total of only $55 million domestic. At worst, this sucker could tank with just a $27 million total gross. The morons at Warner Brothers spent $120 million on this movie and then stupidly sold it as an affirmative action movie. The world's first Hispanic superhero. Brilliant, y'all. Just brilliant. Let me see if I can help you out with this. Do you want to know why Blade, 1998, was so successful it spawned a trilogy? Because it was advertised as a badass superhero movie starring the badass Wesley Snipes and not an affirmative action movie starring the world's first black superhero. If history has taught us anything, no one is interested in seeing stupid affirmative action movies. No one's interested in dropping $30 and 4 hours of their time to participate in your stupid social justice experiment. Do you want to know why the Creed franchise has successfully race-swapped its franchise lead from the white and universally beloved Sylvester Stallone to the black and respected Michael B. Jordan? Because it was never sold as an affirmative action movie, as a black man will now lead the Rocky franchise. Instead, it was sold as a passing of the baton, and the baton wasn't truly passed until part 3, until after Jordan had earned our goodwill. What to know why Ghostbusters, Afterlife is about to release a sequel after introducing black and female Ghostbusters while that dreadful 2016 feminist remake nearly killed the franchise. Because Ghostbusters, Afterlife was sold as a fun, funny, nostalgic, and respectful sequel to the original franchise, while Ghostbusters, 2016, was sold as a smug, girl boss, affirmative action repudiation of something we all love. No one cares about your stupid affirmative action movie. Why? Because everyone knows it's BS, that 60 years after the civil rights movement, all this talk about first this and first that is just another form of crybabying. Worse, it's a tell, a signal that your movie is focused on all the wrong things. Instead of a great story told through complicated characters, you're giving a speech about identity, which is a shallow way to look at anything and, therefore, boring. Look at how smug and misguided Blue Beetle director Angel Manuel Soto is. When some of the movie's potential customers complained about a line in the trailer where Batman is described as fascist, Soto mocked them. Who does that? Instead of saying, "Hey, it's just a joke from a curmudgeonly character," he got all smug and superior, as though the top goal of his movie was to anger, and alienate, Batman fans. "Well, my job is done," Soto tweeted with a photo of former President Barry Obama dropping a microphone. Later, he backed down and asked people to give his movie a chance, but it was too late. The damage was done. The Blue Beetle director is a jerk looking to deliberately insult and demean Batman fans. Gee, aren't those the very people he should want to attract? Why do these leftist movies always have to trash what came before? Me? I laughed at George Lopez's "Batman is a fascist" line. I got it. It's true enough to be funny, and it telegraphed a superhero movie that might be about something. The vigilante aspect of superheroism. I immediately imagined a movie where an old lefty, Lopez's grandfather character, is confronted with a direct challenge to his beliefs after his grandson becomes a superhero. That sounded interesting to me, amusing, entertaining, insightful. Not anymore. The first Hispanic superhero movie is about to bomb because it was sold as the last thing it should have been sold as, the first Hispanic superhero movie. Why not just tell us to eat our peas? Morons. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.